We're joined for a kōrero today by JP Tapuia, and he is with Kāinga Ora. They launched a Maya app yesterday alongside Kiwi Digital. It's a tool designed to help learn and understand the Māori world. And he says that they're excited to be introducing this cultural intelligence app to all the kaimahi and to the wider public. JP Tapuia is the Director for Innovation and Opportunities Te Kurutau for the Kāinga Ora Group Māori. Maya is the focus of our kōrero, and JP's on the road, but we'll have a kōrero with him while he travels. Hey, JP, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Kia ora.
How do you describe this app and what it will do to improve our lives, JP?
Yes, I guess probably the main question is who we're using and what's the intention. So you might know, Dale, so Kāinga Ora, we've got over 68,000 households that we have the honour of managing, and in our tenancy management portfolios. And sort of the question becomes, you know, as a landlord with over 48% Māori tenants, what can we do to improve our relationships and connect better with that sort of a part of New Zealand that we look after? The Maya app is a really good learning tool, which helps expose sort of our kaimahi to te ao Māori. And it has a large te reo Māori component, but also incorporates some learnings about tikanga Māori. So we're really happy to have the opportunity to work with Kiwi Digital to produce this app, which basically we've released under our Mātauranga Māori program as part of our organisational commitment to te ao Māori. So yeah, it was a really good week this week.
That's a big percentage of Māori tenants out of your 68,000 houses, 48% of the Māori tenants. As far as kaimahi are concerned, I'd hope there are plenty of Māori there as well. What would be the percentage of Māori kaimahi associated with the Kāinga Ora kaupapa, JP?
Yeah, great question. It's certainly an area that we're working on and a bit of a work in progress. So Kāinga Ora, we've got, I believe, close to 2,400 staff, and of that, we Māori are represented about less than 10%, I think, Dale. So there's a little ways to go in that, but yeah, Kāinga Ora's made some commitments to working in that area, and we've got some really good initiatives underway to that point as well.
There are plenty of language apps already available. This, I'm assuming, is something specifically designed for the kaimahi from Kāinga Ora. What's included in it that it makes it so fit for purpose, JP?
Yeah, so probably just a bit of the whakapapa behind it. We actually took over from a previous piece of work that was undertaken. So Kāinga Ora used to be split up into three different entities, one of which was HLC. So now we come under the same umbrella as Kāinga Ora, but we commissioned them in 2018, and one of the things that appealed to us is just the depth of information and the way in which it was put together. So, I mean, for starters, Dale, the Kiwi Digital are largely managed, and their kaimahi are Māori. So it's very easy for us to communicate with them in te reo and for them to deeply understand what the requirements were. So they brought a really good amount of expertise. So that was one of the key reasons why they were appointed to help us with this app.
Well, they're smart operators, aren't they? And one thing you do need, JP, because you're on the road a lot, and you know, people now are accessing information way different than perhaps how we did as young guys. Listening on buses and on trains to podcasts, and you know, flicking through their phone with sometimes monotonous regularity. So we need to acknowledge the changing circumstances and the way that we are learning.
Hey, people are very busy today, Dale. So it's very, you know, we are competing with a lot of priorities and different things. So one of the things that Kāinga Ora is encouraging is that people can, you know, bring their whole selves to work, and that we work with them rather than them sort of taking the old style of working where you sort of left your personal items at the door and then got into work. So just with the COVID response and people working from home and all that sort of thing, I mean, we've all had to grapple with that. So we wanted to find a way where we can use traditional methods like you know, classroom and modules and all that sort of thing, but we needed something to your point, to appeal and to be convenient for people to use while they're out on the road or between hui. And things like that. So the app is a sort of thing where you could spend hours on it, but it's also something you could pick up and sort of pick away at something like your pepeha. As an example, there's a good template in there which could take as little as 5 minutes. So it's just a nice, easy, interactive way that we can get in front of our kaimahi, particularly our tauiwi staff, just to give them just another option to learn a te ao Māori perspective and te reo Māori. And that was important to us too, because as part of our Mātauranga Māori program, we do have a wider piece of work which incorporates those traditional learning concepts. Like classroom teaching and modules, but the app is just another thing in our kete that we wanted to have available for our kaimahi to use.
It makes some sense. It's respectful anyway to turn up to a door or even on the phone to pronounce names as accurately as possible. Sure, there's going to be some mistakes, eh, JP? But, you know, if you're making an effort, I think those who have cause to deal with kaing order would appreciate the effort made, ne?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you know, there's a lot of mana in our kupu, and the whakapapa of our kupu are really important. But probably one of the biggest importances is being able to pronounce the kupu right. I mean, yeah, the pronunciation goes a long way. But what we found is that when we're talking to our particular tauiwi kaimahi about the meanings of words and how they are put together, it sort of helps to embed that learning. So, yeah, we're really pleased that the app can help us achieve that as well.
Well, it's just been launched, and like we've got a lot of time and respect for Kiwi Digital. They've been very innovative with the development of technologies and also their incorporation of cultural aspects into their design and use. You mentioned that this app is actually part of a wider program of Mātauranga for Kaing Order. What other aspects might be interesting to our listeners about how you're approaching getting all the staff singing off the same song sheet?
Yeah, so of interest might be, so I mentioned when HRC and Housing New Zealand came under the Kaing Order umbrella, so as part of that we have some new statutory requirements that required Kaing Order to work differently with iwi Māori, particularly in the urban development space. So we're doing quite a bit of work with our construction teams and our place-based teams. These are the people who look after our tenants. Around what that means. So to us, what that does mean is first have an understanding of how do Māori look at the world and look at things compared to a sort of a Western-based perspective, and what are the differences and how does it affect their work. So as you could imagine, there's a big piece of work with that because Kaing Order is such a big organisation. We've got a few initiatives. As I said, we've got the Te Reo Māori thing happening. We do have a lot of tikanga exercises as well, and we work closely with our people leadership teams and the rest of the business to try and understand their parts of the business, just so that we can ensure that there's an overlay of a Te Reo Māori perspective there. So, yeah, it's a big space. We haven't answered all the questions yet, Dale, so it's definitely a work in progress. But, the Te Reo Māori and the tikanga aspect are probably the ones that we're targeting at the moment as part of that work.